Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, God got a word for you. There's no doubt in my mind, God got a word for you. I'm on a mission. Amen. I won't turn around. Good evening to you. God bless. Today is Friday. We're at the end of the week. And God is good. I tell you, man, God is a good God. Even on a bad day, and I'm so grateful that the Lord saved me. Aren't you grateful that the Lord saved you? I know I'm grateful. I'm happy that the Lord saved me. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I'm so grateful, and I'm thankful. You know, my son preached this evening to Lonnie. I tell you, Lonnie Ardeal, I tell you. Man, he preached a powerful message here at the church. He told us that we're at the King's table. No matter what the devil said, no matter what we did, he talked about Mephibosheth, how he was crippled in the feet. And he told us that sometimes we crippled is not our fault. Sometimes someone else caused the trouble, but we are living that reality that we are doing not as good as we should be doing. Or we'll be stagnant. We're stagnated. And that is true, isn't it? So we thank God for that. But tonight I want to talk. My wife is on her way back. She took the kids at the house, and so I'm going to just hold it on until she get back. But anyway, God is good, and please remember that God loves you. And you know what? I'm telling you, I don't care what nobody tell you. God loves you. And he cares about you. God is so concerned. He died in your stead and died in my stead. And you know what? God wants to bless you. He really does. A lot of people think that God is their enemy, but God is not your enemy, man. God loves you. He loves you so much that he gave his life. We're going to talk about God has something great for each of us, each one of you, no matter who you are, no matter what your ethnicity may be, no matter what your gender may be, no matter where you live, no matter what you have or don't have, God Almighty has something great for you. There's something great, and the Bible tells us that. And we're going to talk about that this evening. God has something great for each one of us, not just one. I know sometimes you hear about this person doing great. And it's good that they're doing great. But you should always remember that the Lord really has something great for you. He got something great for you. And we're going to talk about that this evening. I know you're going to enjoy it. Because God really got something great for you. He got something that he wants to do for you that's beyond your greatest imagination. Beyond your expectations. God got something great for you tonight. Tonight, you see that he got something great for you. There's a blessing that God has for you. I looked up in one of the commentaries and I found this little note. And it tells us that in Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 4, and that's when and we're going to go to Corinthians medical, say it's written that eyes have not seen and ear have not heard, neither has it entered in the heart of man what God has prepared for them. Now let's look at this little note. It says the sense is continued here from verse 7, and that's 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse 7 all the way up to verse 11. But it said the sense is continued here from verse 7, and we speak is understood. We do not speak or preach the wisdom of this world, but that mysterious wisdom of God, of which the prophet said. There is a mysterious wisdom of God. Like my son said tonight in the service, no matter what your background was or what you've done, has nothing to do with what God has for you. God's grace is beyond your comprehension or my comprehension. Let's look at something else. It says, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things, look at the word things, which God has prepared for them that love him. I got that out of God's commentary. But look, just a little further. Just look at Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4. Now this is the Old Testament. Look what it says. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O God, besides thee, what he has prepared for him that waiteth for him. Get a load of that, my friend. God said if you learn to wait, you know he's going to bless you. But I see my wife is in the house now. She cannot get on the stream yet. Amen. There she is right there. How you doing?
Amen.
You made it back in one piece.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
How's the weather out there?
It's interesting.
It's interesting. Is it cold?
Cold. Literally.
How about the roads? How the roads are?
Very icy.
Very icy.
Very icy.
You put the word very. That means a lot of ice out there.
Yep.
That's kind of unheard of down here in Greenville, I think.
That's what they say.
But anyway, we got to go through it. And,
Amen.
God is good.
He is faithful. Yes, he is.
Your mic is making a noise or something. Is your battery dead?
No.
Or is it my mic?
Yes, sir.
That was your mic. You just did something. What'd you do?
Nothing.
You did something. I just heard it. It went away.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, amen. Thank God it went away. But I'm talking about tonight, honey. Let me just go back and refresh you a little bit on that. I know. Amen. I want to refresh you just a little bit on that. It says, let me back up. Okay, let's go here. I took this note from Adam Clark's commentary. He said, but as it is written. And then that means that there was a quotation somewhere that Paul got this revelation from.
Okay.
And the quotation is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, and verse number 4. But let's go into what Adam Clark said. Number one, he says what?
The sense is continued here from verse 7, and we speak.
Your mic is not on, baby. Your mic is not. Is your bad? Say something.
We speak is understood. We do not speak or preach the wisdom of this world, with that mysterious wisdom of God of which the prophet says.
All right. It seems like, excuse me. Seems like your mic is kind of low. Your battery's okay?
Yep.
Try it one more time.
We do not speak or preach the wisdom of this world.
I'm going to turn you up something wrong.
But look, that mysterious wisdom
I just
of
turned
God,
you up. Go ahead. Okay.
Of which the prophet said.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is what Adam Clark said to say.
Yes.
Look what else he said.
I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him.
Adam Clark is telling us what he saw in the book.
Okay.
Of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 2. And we're going to go to it in a minute. But before he does that, I'm going to show you something else.
Okay.
Back in the Old Testament, in Isaiah chapter 64, night before Jesus was incarnated in the flesh, what did Isaiah say?
In Isaiah 64:4, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O God, besides thee, what he has prepared for him that waits for him.
Something wrong with your mic, baby. Let's see, sir. Yeah, that is right there. Change your battery, honey. Your mic is bad. Something wrong with it. Okay, you see that? It just went off then. Put some batteries in there. Something wrong with that mic.
Okay.
You heard it have a crack in there?
Yeah.
But anyway, God is good, and we're back to you. I'm your host, Apostle Ronnie Starr, my wife. Be right back. She's going to put some new batteries in that mic, hopefully.
Okay.
Amen, and let's get that cracking out of there.
All right.
I don't like the cracking in nothing
no,
I'm doing.
Sir. No, sir.
Amen. But the Bible tells us that Isaiah, since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear. Neither has the ear, neither has the eye seen, O God, besides thee. Other words, only God knows. Is that yours or mine? Did you turn it on, baby?
Nope. I don't even have my batteries in.
Mine is doing something. It was doing it. I don't know why it's doing it, but anyway. There you go. What, you got batteries in there now?
Not yet.
Okay. When you get them in there, let's see. Anyway, it says, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, neither perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O God, besides thee, what he has prepared for him that waiteth for him.
Amen.
So God has something great planned for each and every one of us. And we got to remember that God has something that he really wants to do for us.
That's right.
And we got to be wise enough to receive God's blessing.
Amen.
Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we get so deep we miss God's blessing.
Amen.
Amen. You're about working out this right now.
Yep.
See it start quick. So we gotta go up there. Try it now.
Amen. I'm doing well.
Say it now. Is this something?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm doing good right here. So I see. So it's been since the beginning of the world.
It's not working. Your mic is not working for some reason up there. Cut that mic off. Let me see. So let me use this other mic. Let me use this other mic. Let me see. Glory. Glory. Okay, cut that one off. Cut yours off, please.
It's
glory. Glory. Glory, glory. Something's clicking here. What is this thing? Something's so much. Glory. All right, I don't know what the clicking is. We're going to try to get this clicking out. Okay, is that it? Where's the phone at? The phone was clicking me. That's probably what it was right there. All right, try it again. Try yours again.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's much better, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, I think that phone line was missing us up there for some reason, whatever. But anyway, God is good. All right, we're gonna try to go on over there. I hope we got the noise out. The phone line was clicked in there for some reason. And I don't know why it was doing. But anyway, look what it says in the scriptures now. What just happened there?
This is like
I know. Oh, there you go. What is it? Okay, what it says? First Corinthians what?
chapter 2, verse 8.
No, verse 7, sweetheart. Let's go on verse 7.
Go back to verse 7.
There you go.
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained for the world unto our glory.
In other words, there's so much power in the word that you don't see it. You miss it.
Why?
He said, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So there is so much richness in the word. As my son was talking about tonight, how Mephibosheth was, the maid was running the nurse and dropped him, and he became lame in the foot. But he was running from David, and David was looking for him to bless him. See, that was a mystery. He had been running from the baby, 5 years old, till he got grown, trying to hide from David, and David was looking for him all the time.
Amen.
And God got a mystery. Somebody listening to me this evening, that you've been running from God, but God got a blessing for you right now.
Hallelujah.
God wants to bless you even right now as I speak.
Hallelujah.
He wants to do some mighty things for you. And there's some great blessing. Let's keep reading. Look what it says in verse 8. Go ahead.
Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
Now, we know that's talking about the crucifixion of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But people do you wrong. And you know what? They don't recognize that God's glory is in your life. Somebody listening to me right now, you feel like nothing is going right. Because the people that you look to and depended on turned around and did you wrong. And you found out they're holding you down. But the reason they're doing it, because they can't see the glory of God in your life. But there is a glory that God has in your life. And there is prosperity that God has for you. You know, we was talking, I think, was it last night or is it today? And I was telling you about the glory of God. And to see my two sons in the church tonight, my youngest son, he's the pastor. And Lonnie is 51 years old, and he came and spoke tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And his message was, we're eating at the King's table. And to see that, here I am, a 73-year-old man. I've been pastoring for 35 years. And who would have believed that 35 years ago, that I'd be living to see both of my sons ministers in the church, the house of God, and standing tall for Jesus Christ. See, many people doubted me. Like you said, many people doubt you. And many people won't believe in you. But you've got to understand that God got a blessing especially for you with your name on it. You have to understand that, that God got a blessing for you and nobody else can have it. Look what it says in the next verse. What does it say?
But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen, my brother, my sister, you just listen to me right now. I want you to know that God got a blessing with your name on it. He really got a blessing with your name on it. He got a blessing with your name on it. And it may not look like it. It may not appear to be so, but God got something great planned for your life. Now, you can walk away from it, but God still got it there for you. Now, you can walk away from it. I'm going to tell you that again. You can just forfeit your blessing, but God Almighty has something mighty, especially for you. For you. Are you listening to me?
Jesus.
God got something special for you today. Are you understanding me? Saints, are you understanding me? Somebody listening to me now, and the devil done told you that you're by yourself. The devil done told you that you can't make it. But listen, the devil's a liar.
That's right.
The devil's a liar.
That's right.
I want to show you something. Now, look, my son used the NIV tonight, and I'm going to use the Message Bible right here, right now. Let's look at something right now. What did the Message Bible say?
That's why we, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, that's why we have this scripture text. No one's ever seen or heard anything like this. Never so much as imagined anything quite like it. What God has arranged for those who love him.
You and I were talking about today. I think today. The gentleman was there from Williamson, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And he's about to install a walk-in tub at the house there at the parsonage.
Mm-hmm.
In Winterville. I mean, not where we are. We in
Belleville.
And he asked me, he said, is this where you live? I said, we got a house in Greenville. He said, which one you want to sell? I said, we don't want to sell either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the moral is, who would have ever dreamed that you and I would be in the position that we're in right now? I can't hear you there.
Nothing.
Okay, would you ever dream that?
No.
Said, what? Read that verse one more time. What did it say?
That's why we have the scripture text. No one's ever seen or heard anything like this.
Look at the Good News Bible. See what he say.
However, as the scripture says, what no one ever saw or heard, what no one ever thought could happen, is the very thing God prepared for those who love
him. Hallelujah. Well, you know how certain of our old members talked about you and I?
Mm-hmm.
But look where we are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God has blessed us.
Yeah.
You went to the doctor the other week and they told you don't come back in a year, right?
We'll come back.
God, but nothing wrong.
Yeah.
All right? You went to another doctor, they told you they didn't find no sugar in your body.
Don't find no sugar.
No. The very thing that people would look to happen didn't happen. And the very thing that they thought would never happen is happening. Is it not happening?
Oh, it's happening.
The scripture said, however, as the scripture says, what no one ever saw or heard, what no one ever thought could happen, is the very thing God prepared for those who love him. The very thing that they said couldn't happen is what's happening.
Mm.
Is that not true?
That is true.
The very thing that said couldn't happen is happening. Think about it. Look what he says again in the King James Bible. In verse number 9. What he says?
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. King James. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
Now, what was my text again? My thought tonight is what?
God has something great for each of
us. I'm talking to you, sister, that's listening to me.
Jesus.
I'm talking to you, my brother, that's listening to me. God Almighty has something great for you. Something great for each of us. Don't ever downplay your blessings. Say, well, you know what? It ain't my day yet. It is your day. The Bible said that the criteria here is that you love him.
Mm.
And Isaiah said the criteria is to wait on him. Is that not right?
That's it.
Isaiah said, if you can just wait on him.
Mm-hmm.
If you can wait on him, he'll bless you. Is that what Isaiah said? He said, if you wait on him. If you wait on him, he'll bless you. Look what Isaiah said. Let's go back to the beginning. Isaiah says what? What did he say?
For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor could...
Stop right there. Somebody listening to me now.
Mm-hmm.
God wants to move you to better. Better things, better days, a better life. God wants to give you your own. You may be sharing an apartment with someone else. You may be renting right today, but God wants you to have your own. Read that again. We're reading this from the Old Testament. Now, what did he say?
For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O God, besides thee, for he has prepared for him that waits for him.
Glory. I mean, when I learned that scripture, honey, I just got excited. I'm not taking no lie. That just blessed me. That just really blessed me. And verse number 7 of 2 Corinthians says, what is it?
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
Okay. Remember I preached the message one time, say what God says. Mm-hmm. That's your power. See, someone listen to me now. All you got to do is start opening your mouth and mimic what God do. Say what God said. You know, repeat what God said and believe what God said. It don't look like it. It don't look like you're gonna be blessed, but God says He wants you to be blessed. What do you say again? It's the wisdom of God is a mystery. Someone right now, you think you can't get out of that jam? My son was saying how Mephibosheth was at somebody else's house and he was hiding. And God wanted to bless him. Somebody right now, someone, I don't know who you are, but the Lord told me to tell you, He wants you to get out of that place. Because the wisdom of God is a mystery. You don't see it. Sometimes you don't feel it. What did my son say? Sometimes you can get a person out of Lullaby, but you can't get Lullaby out of the person. Mm-hmm. Maybe you feel like you're in a Lullaby, a place of a curse, mm-hmm. a place of a drought, mm-hmm. a place of nothingness. Mm-hmm. And you've got your mind that it's always going to be like that. But that's not what God says. God said, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So even before you were born in this world, God had already set for you to be prosperous and successful.
Amen.
Did you hear what I just said?
Amen. Amen.
God had ordained it before the world ever begun that you would be prosperous and successful. Did you hear that?
Amen.
Look what it says in verse 8 again. What did it say?
Which none of the princes of this world knew.
Don't expect other people to understand you. Sweetheart, I had to learn a long time ago that my success was not predicated on somebody saying, okay, Lonnie. I had to learn a long time ago that my success did not depend on somebody else's amen.
Amen.
I had to learn a long time ago that my success did not depend on the majority being with me. You understand what I'm saying? You remember Micaiah in the Old Testament?
Mm-hmm.
800 prophets went against him. But his prophecy came true. Sometimes it looked, 450 prophets. Sometimes it looked like they're more against you than they are for you.
Right.
But you can't look at that. You got to look at God. Look at your Heavenly Father. But the Bible said, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
Right.
So it proved to you that those prophets in the time of Jesus didn't know who he was. Because had they known who he was, they would not have killed him.
Right.
But they killed him because they did not know who he was. And some of you right now are businessmen and business ladies. There's someone that listened to me this evening. You feel like you're at your wit's end. You feel like there is no way out. But I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to tell you that God has a blessing with your name on it. And it's just about to mature. It's like you're putting your money in a CD and it has to wait to mature. You're coming to your mature time. See, sometimes you got to wait and sit on it. You know, when you're cooking different things, like a cake, you got to wait till it rise.
Mm-hmm.
When you're stewing something, you got to wait until it get fully done.
Mm-hmm.
when you barbecue, you got to make it till it get tender. Mm-hmm. Well, your day of arising and of arrival is now. God is getting ready to blossom you, if you can believe it.
Amen.
Say, which none of the princes of the world knew. See, don't expect your neighbor to change. And some of you are going to be blessed, and even your leaders don't even see it. You know what? Supposing one of my leaders called me the other day. Remember? I told you about it. And he's in need of $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when he was the leader, right?
Mm-hmm.
He never once offered me $10,000.
Wow.
But he saw what God had done for me. And he feel like that I'm in that position to let him have that.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he let me know that he needed that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the scriptures bears witness right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 8, which none of the princes of this world knew. They never knew. I remember when I was in that church many years ago, another preacher came in, and he had given me 2 Sundays out of the month to preach because he was wrong, but that's what he given me, right, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the 2nd Sunday and the 4th Sunday. But once that other preacher came and joined the church, he called me one day and said, Brother Starks, Mr. Starks, yeah, look, you know I got another preacher here now, so I'm going to divide it. I'm going to give him one
right.
Sunday and give you one Sunday. Now, honey, he had already given me that done.
Right.
He had already given me those 2 Sundays. I didn't ask for it. I was a young man in the Lord, and he gave me 2 Sundays out of the month, which was the 2nd Sunday and the 4th Sunday. And then because another preacher joined 6 months later or a year later, he was going to take it. But which you, he had the right to do it. But I'm trying to say I have not grown to that maturity yet.
Right. Okay.
I was still a baby in the Lord. And honey, that thing hurt me so bad. It shouldn't have hurt me, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
So when he told me I'm going to let him have such and such Sunday, you just take the other Sunday. I said to him, I said, no, Pastor. Let him have both Sundays.
Wow.
He said, no, I still want you to have one Sunday. I said, no, let him have both Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And if you all ever need me, just let me know. And I stayed there. I didn't take the Sunday. I didn't take it. But be honest with you, I was wrong, but I was right too. The wrong is that I should have obeyed what he said.
Mm-hmm.
The right is he shouldn't have gave it to me and took it back. If you knew you were going to take it back, why did you give it to me? I wasn't that strong then.
Right.
But he didn't know even then. That was back in 1980, what? 81, no, back in 1980 maybe. It didn't look like in 1980 that I'd be here, the bishop today, and that same man is under me.
Wow.
See, they couldn't see that.
No.
Read again, which none of what?
None of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
Do you think if he knew that? How many years is it? 80 today. How many years is it?
37.
Do you think 37 years ago he knew I was going to be the bishop?
No.
Do you think he believed 37 years ago he was going to have to come to me for some finance?
No.
Because had he known that, and I'm just talking, see, somebody said, well, he's bragging. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you what God has done, and he'll do the same thing for you. He don't love me any more than he does you. But you got to start standing on the word. Look what it says in verse number 9. What did he say again?
But as it is written, I have not seen.
So the man couldn't see it.
Nor ear heard.
He didn't understand it.
Neither have entered into the heart of man.
He had no idea.
Things
37 years ago. This bishop that did that to me had no idea that I would be where I'm at today and he'd be where he at. Do you remember this other preacher? Oh, I'm just coming clean tonight. Back in the early 90s, he used to brag about his money. You never heard me brag about money. He used to brag about his money. And He could do whatever you do, you know, just make whatever you put out there, I can match it. Now, this same man that did that ragging today is down and out. You know why? Because God sees down the road. Mm-hmm. We see the present. That's why I don't brag.
Right.
Because I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but I know one thing. It's in God's hand.
Amen.
The Bible says, I have not seen you, nor ear heard. Go ahead, what it say?
Neither have entered into the heart of man the things which... The things that are asked, which God has prepared for them that love him.
Did you see the word prepared? What does the word prepared mean? What does that mean? You got your secondary?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what prepared means. Seems like that's an important word to look at this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Prepared. What does that mean? What God has prepared for them to love. Prepared. Pre. Like a prepaid card. A prepaid MasterCard. A prepaid voucher.
Prepare. Make something ready for use or consideration.
God has already made something ready. Glory. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
So are you getting that?
Which God has prepared for them that love him.
And the word prepared means what?
It means to make, get ready, put together, draw up, produce, arrange, assemble, construct, compose, formulate.
I mean, God did all that.
He did all that.
I'm trying to
grasp all this. I'm trying.
What do you say? What God did what?
God has prepared.
And what the word prepared means?
It means to make, get ready.
What God getting ready?
Put together.
What God has put together.
Draw up.
What God has drawn up.
Produce.
What God has produced.
Arranged.
What God has arranged.
Assembled.
God has assembled.
Constructed.
And constructed for you. Mm-hmm. Let's see, can I get this? Amen. I don't know. Praise him. God bless you. Praise him. What is this thing? Not messy. Look, can I do it? Oh, here it is. Okay, I'm going to do it this way. Praise him. God bless you. Whatever. Praise him. Praise him. God bless you. All right. I don't know what happened. Okay. I just tried it. Okay. Try it right back, please. But what is it again? What? God has arranged, put together,
assembled,
and assembled for you.
Mm-hmm.
The world can't see that. The Bible said, I have not seen it. You can't see it. God did that. Praise the Lord.
Pastor Sox, can you hear me, sir?
I hear you now. Yes, sir. How you doing?
This is Lynn calling from Manhattan. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Lynn. How you doing, man?
Not too bad. A little chilly up here. It's supposed to go down to like 5 degrees up here in New York City, but other than that, I'm warm in the spirit.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Amen.
Well, it's good. It's a little chilly down here. I think it's about 15, maybe 20.
Yeah,
15 degrees. But we're doing all right. We had a good service tonight.
I'm sorry, guys.
We had a great service tonight. One of my sons preached.
That's good to hear. I had no idea he could get that cold in the south.
Well, we got snow this time. We got about 3.5 inches of snow, too.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I just wanted to chime in on and comment about a few things you said.
Okay, go ahead.
Maybe 5 or 10 minutes ago. What you said about, you know, you need to, would you say that, you know, your success is really contingent upon other people's approval?
No, sir.
You know, I got to tell you something. It's like, in my opinion, keyword opinion, I'm going to share with you something that somebody from another faith told me. She said to me that even if a whole lot of people disagree with you, one plus the creator equals the majority. And I thought that was interesting.
That's true. Once God says you're there and you believe it, that's greater than the majority of people against you, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And for everybody out there in radio land, I just want to say, use an analogy that I think might be apropos. Like a running back in football, you know, when he gets the ball, a whole lot of people, their goal is to tackle him and try to obstruct him and impede his progress. But you have to go forward anyway.
That's right.
So, you shouldn't be surprised when adversity hits. Just deal with it when it comes, and if you get knocked down, just get back up and keep on going.
That is so true. Man, you're right. And that's what it's all about. The Bible says people can't see what God got for you.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, I have not even seen it. I have not seen it. In the ear, I have not heard it. And they don't have no idea. They don't have a clue. And I'm looking at it again from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, the Good News Bible. Honey, what it says?
However, as the scripture says, what no one ever saw or heard, what no one ever thought could happen, is the very thing God prepared for those who love him.
Lynn, I guarantee you, if you look at your life, you're probably in a place right now that people never thought you'd be.
I think you're right.
and the Bible said, but God, we looked up the word. Look up that word, prepared.
Prepared. It means.
What it means? Wait. What it mean?
Prepare means to put together, draw up, produce, arrange, assemble, construct, compose, make, or get ready.
I mean, God did all that for you now.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't, you know, but Lynn, but the good news is, like as you say and I say, it's not just for Lynn and I, but it's for the whole body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who you are that's listening this evening, this scripture is for you. This scripture is actually for you. That you have things that God has. My topic this evening is God has great things for all each of us. Each one of us. There's not a one that God, the Bible said he prepared it. It was waiting for you. As I was telling, y'all know you heard me earlier, I was in a church one time and the pastor had given me 2 days to preach. I think it was the second Sunday and the fourth Sunday. And a year or so later, a new member joined. And he come to me one day and said, I'm going to take one of those Sundays from you. And I was a young man in the Lord. Not that he was wrong. But I wasn't mature enough to understand that. I thought he was doing me wrong. But I said to him, I said, listen, just let him have go for days. I'm okay. And now today, Lynn, that preacher that came in, he is no longer in the ministry. And that he's in the ministry, but he's not in the state, and he's blind. And the other preacher that did that to me, he's no longer in the ministry, and he's under me. What do you say about that?
You know, I got to tell you something. That almost reminds me of the story in the Bible about Joseph being sold into slavery
right, by
his brothers. And then the brothers had to come back to him for help.
Yeah.
To me, the same God that allowed that to happen a long time ago is the same God that worked today. And it worked for your situation.
That's the truth. Well, see, the thing I want each one to know tonight that's listening, that God has things prepared for each of us.
Mm-hmm.
There's not an individual listening this evening that God does not have something great prepared for them.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to believe it. You have to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you told me the story when at one time they didn't accept you and the thing that you did, but look what God did for you.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting? I have learned how to be a little bit more humble because you know what? This deacon who I thought kind of did me dirty at the church, all of a sudden came back to me to ask me to resume my duty from which I quit a long time ago. And I got to admit, I was not as gracious as I should have been. I could have handled it a little bit more maturely. I'm sorry about that. And I'm hoping I can continue to grow in Christ and learn how to handle these situations a little bit better.
Well, we all grew in Christ. I admit there were a lot of things that I did. I mean, I thought I was right. I took it personally. But I realized that the humbleness is the right way. But God has prepared something great for each of us. And I don't care whether you're a woman or a man. The Bible says in the Old Testament, in Isaiah, if those that stand, those that stand firm mm-hmm. on the word, those that wait on him, those are the ones that he got it prepared for. And I'm going to read that to you. Let me read that again. Isaiah 64:4.
For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither have I seen, O God, beside thee, what he has prepared for him that waiteth for him.
No man knows what God got for you, but you know what, Lynn, he'll speak to your ear.
Uh-huh.
God will share with you what he got for you. And a lot of times people won't see it because they think that they're the star of the show. And God has you there to elevate you right in front of their face.
Uh-huh.
And the scripture said, I have not seen, and ear have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them to love him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's the truth, sir. That's the whole truth. And so we thank God, Lynn, you know, you seem to be in that word, man. That's a great thing.
I agree. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to go back to the scripture again over here now. Look at another translation for a minute. And that's the Good News translation. I'm going to see if I look at the Home Study Christian Standard Bible. What does it say, Charlene? Can you see that?
For as it is written, what no eye has seen and no ear has heard, and what has never come into a man's heart, is what God has prepared for those who love him.
That's a guarantee. We love God.
Yes, we do.
He's going to make a way.
Amen.
And I want to say to anyone tonight that wants to give up, please don't give up. Keep your devotion to Jesus Christ. And keep looking to him. And I guarantee you, as he has blessed us, like today, we have a gentleman over from, I think it's from Wisdom, and I'm having a walk-in tub put in my house there in Belleville. And he was telling me about he's the son of a preacher and the grandson of a preacher, but he's not a preacher. I said, what happened to you? He said, when he got out of the army, he went into the real estate, and he's still in the real estate. I said, well, what happened to the preacher? And he said, well, I love God. But God didn't call me, so I just stay in my lane. But God has blessed me immensely with a great business. So, you know, God got callers on each of our. Some of us got secular businesses, and they're doing great. And some of us are called into the ministerial business, and they're doing great. But whatever arena you're supposed to be in, I believe that God will put you there. And if you be faithful in that arena, you will be successful.
And I think that whatever we do, we should always stand on the Jesus Christ, the solid rock, and hang on to God's unchanging hand.
I agree with you 100%. Amen.
Amen.
I agree with you.
That sucks. I'm going to hang up now and listen to the rest of the broadcast. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you for calling, too.
See
you. All right. Bye. Honey, what do you say about that? The man was telling me about, he said he was his father was a preacher, his grandfather was a preacher, and I think his great-grandfather was a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what happened to you? He said, I'm going to tell you this truth. When I got out of the Army, I went into the real estate business, and I've been in all these 40. I think he's 3 years younger than I. You know he said that today? And I said, well, are you still working? He said, aren't you still working? But, you know, he talked about the Lord, and I believe he's a saved brother. But it just wasn't his calling to go into it. He has his own business. He is in the real estate, and he's still working. So thank God for that.
Amen.
And I want to encourage the one that's listening tonight. Maybe you feel like that you missed your chance, but you have not missed your chance. If you right now can come to grips where you are and say, Lord, have mercy. Please forgive me in the name of Jesus and believe that he's forgiven you. He'll put you on a brand new walk right now. Right now, this very moment, you hear me. God will do that for you. And when I look at the scriptures, man, I get so elated. I tell you, you know, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he done for me, man, I can't do nothing but praise him. Look what the Amplified Bible said. I'm going to put that on the screen for a minute. Let's see if I put the Amplified Bible on the screen right now. There you go. Amplified Bible. There it is. What did he say?
But on the contrary, as the scripture says, what eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared.
All that God did. Go ahead.
All that God has prepared, made and keeps ready for those.
Wait, he prepared and made and keeps it ready?
Yes.
For those who are.
For those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying him and gratefully recognizing the benefits he has bestowed.
That is so, what do you say about that powerful scripture right there? That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 from the Amplified Bible. I know this preacher say he don't listen to believe in nothing but the King James. And we saw the church today, and he got a big, beautiful church. I agree with that. But I read scripture that's going to help me. What do you say about the Amplified version?
The Amplified version, I thought the other one. That's why I'm sitting here speaking. Because it says, prepared, that means God not only made it, but he keeps it ready for us. And it says, all that God has prepared, not a little bit, all that God has prepared for those of us who love him. And we love him, that means we hold him in affectionate reverence, promptly obey him, and gratefully recognize the benefits he has bestowed on us.
Oh, glory.
And we can't even, we can't think, we can't see, and we haven't even heard the things.
Let me back up verse 8 from the Amplified Bible. What is it?
None of the rulers of this age or world perceived and recognized and understood this. For if they had, they would never have crucified the Lord.
Listen, some things, Brother Lynn just got off the phone with me. If the people, man would have known that went against him at that time, would have known where he would be at today, he would have never done it. If people would have known that I would be where I'm at today, they would have never treated me the way they did. Do you understand this, sweetheart?
Amen.
If people would have known that God was going to actually do for me what he's done now, they would not have treated me the way they treated me. Because God has immensely blessed me.
Amen.
I mean, God has really, really blessed this soul.
Yes, he has.
He has really made things happen for me.
Yes, he has.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
I want you to know that God is good tonight. And God loves you, sister.
Amen.
And God loves you, my brother.
Amen.
And no matter who you are, Jesus Christ died for you,
Jesus,
that you could be successful. And if people really knew who you are, they wouldn't treat you the way they treat you.
Mm.
Honey, if people would have known who I was 30 years ago, they wouldn't have treated me the way they treated me. Even 20 years ago, even 15 years ago, 10 years ago. I mean, or 12 years ago now, somebody did me so wrong. Do you know what? If they would have known that God was going to bless me, I want you to know something. They would have never in their lifetime did what they did. But guess what? What they did could not stop the power of God.
Amen.
What God got for you, can nobody take it from you. Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
What God got for you, can't anyone take it from you. The Bible said none of the rulers of this world perceived and recognized and understood this. Well, if they had, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. Glory.
Jesus.
Honey, you got to understand that God is good.
Yes.
You got to understand that God is wonderful.
Yes, sir.
And you have to understand that God can do abundantly above all that we ever ask for.
Yes, sir.
There's nothing too hard for God. Saints, we got to go, but listen. Sunday morning, right here in Greenville, at the Jesus Aid Ministry, I'm going to be preaching the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
On this Sunday morning, the subject this evening is God has something great for each of us, and that includes you. But on this Sunday morning, I'm going to be preaching. My son is going to be his birthday. I'll let him tell his age, but he's over 50, he's over 40 years old, that's for sure.
Mm.
Amen. This is my youngest son.
Wow.
He's the pastor of the church, and he decided he wanted me to preach on Sunday morning. It's the first time I preached since he became the pastor. Amen. I don't know
wow.
if I just keep all these things on my phone tonight, but thank God for that. Amen. I appreciate that so very much. Amen. I really do. But listen, God is good, and I'm grateful to God. And I'm so thankful to God. Are y'all thankful like I am?
Mm-hmm.
I am thankful to God Almighty for all the many benefits he's given me.
Amen.
And this Sunday morning, this is the place to be. The 11 a.m. service.
Amen.
Yours truly, Apostle Lawrence. I will be preaching
yes,
this Sunday morning.
Glory to God.
And I'm telling you, I believe that God's going to meet us in a big way.
Amen. Yes,
wherever you are, on the sound of my voice, Richland, Grindland, Tarver, Amen. Griffin, Aiden, Kinston, Newburn, wherever you are, make it here to the Jesus Saved Ministry on this Sunday morning. That's 1007 West Arlington Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina. That's 1007 West Arlington Boulevard right here in Greenville, North Carolina. Again, that's 1007 West Arlington Boulevard, Greenville, North Carolina. My website is www.tjsm.org. My son, Pastor Elder Marlo Morgan, is the pastor, but I will be preaching this Sunday morning, and I know God got a word for you. All right?
Amen.
Come as you are and leave the way you always wanted to. Honey, would you have the last thing? Go ahead.
Well, I want everyone to know that God has something great for each and every one of us. I haven't seen, ear hasn't heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for you. So keep waiting on Him, keep trusting Him, and keep loving on Him, and just expect God to do what He said He would do. Trust the Word, listen and hear what God has to say to you, and you'll see great things happen for you. God bless you and enjoy the rest of your day.
Amen. Enjoy your weekend now.
Amen.
And if you're here in Greenville, I know you're shoving snow. It's going to soon be over. Listen, remember, this is the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. I'm your host with my wife, Evangelist Charlene Starks. You can always call us at 252-689-6172 or 252-214-0799. And remember to always expect a miracle. But God got a miracle with your name on it. All right? Until my next broadcast, it'll be Monday. Amen. By the grace of God, keep on looking up. And remember, God got something great for you. Something great for each one of us. All right? You take care. May God bless you. Let's go. I got to go. Clock on the wall is telling me so.
Praise the Lord and God bless. Thank you for tuning into the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, hosted by our pastor, Apostle Ronnie Stock, coming to you from the Jesus Saved Ministry. We're located at 1007 West Arlington Boulevard, right here in Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. We invite you to come and visit us. Feel free to contact us at 252-689-6172 or visit our website at www.tjsm.org. Thank you for tuning in and have a blessed one. Thank you.
I just appreciate the time.